Previously on Lost and Rewound.
Catherine Dunn has promised, and she will, when she receives these tapes somewhere in her possession, that she will come back on the show.
I don't know if it was a radio show, but it may have been a radio show because I had, like, this radio toy. And I feel like this radio toy that I had also made tapes.
You're currently tuned in to Radio Free Brooklyn. Time to get embarrassed with us right now.
Welcome to Lost and Rewound. My name is Alon. Sans Jimmy. So sad. He will be back next week. I apologize to all his fans all over the world, because he does have fans all over the world. I have in the studio and on the phone the hosts of a show called Ass. Art Star Scene Radio.
Ass and my anus. Yeah, I'm finally famous. I'm finally sold.
Catherine,
some ass pictures finally. Wow.
Catherine Dunn and Francis Hall, a.k.a. Face Girl and Face Boy of Art Star Scene Radio, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hello.
I'm sorry that you couldn't be here in person, Face Boy. Would you rather I call you Face Boy or Francis for this program, sir?
It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
Sir.
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 Do you never get called sir ever in life?
Maybe. I've got theories as to when. You what?
But mainly for my kinky life.
Yeah, that was my theory. Those were all my theories.
So we didn't really get a chance to chat, unfortunately, about this when Catherine was on the show a few months ago. In terms of how you would best describe your program to someone who's not familiar with it, I've gotten a chance to listen, so I know that it is talk radio, but how would you describe it to somebody in one sentence?
It's about an hour.
I love this show already. I love it. What was the impetus for it? Like, how did you come about becoming interested in doing this show?
Well, you know, I've known Tom and Robert for many, many years. I worked with Robert starting in 1995 at his Surf Reality Theater. And I also was inspired by Keith Malley and Chemda Hennessy. They have a podcast, Keith and the Girl, and they actually met at my open mic. And they make their entire living podcasting. The idea of radio appealed to me because I like being part of a community. I also had so many performer friends that I like to give a platform to. And it's just fucking fun.
Yeah. No, it's been a treat. We're about to come up on a year of being here on Radio Free Brooklyn, our program, and it's been nothing but a roller coaster of fun for us as well. You said you were doing an open mic. Were you a performer at one point as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I started the open mic in Conscious Theater. At the same time, I was doing heading a sketch comedy group called Squeal Like a Pig with my brother, Tammy Faye Starlight, and her husband at the time, James Oakes. And the open mic was at the Collective Unconscious Theater at 28th Avenue A. That burned down in a fire, and that brought me to Surf Reality. I did 678 weeks in total, 13 years, and the first 575 were done consecutively without taking any breaks whatsoever, which
awesome.
I believe is a record.
That's
11 years straight.
That's amazing.
without ever missing one, which is pretty cool. They would often go into 2, 3 in the morning, sometimes 4 in the morning. I would be there until the last person who wanted to perform performed. So there was a lot of dedication to it, and a lot of great artists came out of it, too, or contributed to it. Mark Maron had performed it at my open mic. Janine Garofalo was often there, just hanging out. Very, very artistic and vibrant scene that had grown there. And it got a lot of press, too, which was nice. That helped it grow. I would perform often at that.
Did you have a lot of documentation of this? I can only imagine that there may have been a number of photos and videos taken over the years. But how ultimately was the legend of this series documented?
It was very well documented, but That's a lot of it's on videotape in various storage areas, and these tapes might have degraded at this point, so that might all be gone, which would suck.
Oh my god!
Yeah. I hope not. Hey, listen, there's certainly the case that could be made if you haven't touched something for a long time of that variety that you would be hard pressed to know if it even has any legs, and it can even still be playable. As somebody who is an optimist and an audiophile, videophile notwithstanding, I'm always very interested to hear and see what, if possible, is salvageable.
Yeah. I mean, I tend to want to look forward more than backwards, but I understand that there is some value to it, and it should be preserved.
See it. I also want to see Stormy.
Well, that storm, that's very well preserved. That's the Facebook Follies was what I did with Stormy and Velocity Child, and Dick and Dwayne were part of that. That was a weekly variety show, naughty as fuck. And my friend Cheyenne, on very high quality digital camera, captured almost every one of those.
That's excellent. So there's plenty of documentation that exists in many varieties. When you were coming up as an artist here in the city, this is my fancy way of asking you if you ever recorded yourself on tape. Catherine will attest that she thought that she did, and it turned out she did. And that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit on this episode. Did you yourself have anything?
Did I record myself? I did. I did. Going even back into the 80s. I forget when, but I got a video camera, and I started making Faceboy films, and those are somewhere.
I need to see those.
I did a lot with my brother, and I did some stop motion stuff. Did a few things, and also I did a bunch of short films with Reverend Jen and her boyfriend at the time, Courtney Favencel. We would do, you know, a movie and a day. Really, really cheap, fun, fast stuff. The latest one just came out, Werewolf Bitches from Outer Space, which I haven't seen yet, but Scooter Pie says it's fantastic, that it's fun.
How did the name Faceboy come into play? Is there a story behind that?
My brother started as a taunt when I was like 12. He's just out of nowhere one day went, Face Boy! Why does everybody call you Face Boy? And I say, they don't, and stop. And so since I hated it so much, of course it stuck.
So in some cases, the past did come back to form a little bit of who you are now in personality.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's easy for people to remember.
Yeah.
And it turned out to my benefit.
And how?
At one point, I tried to drop it.
Oh yeah.
I wanted to be a poet. I wanted to be Francis Hall, and I wore brown corduroy jackets. It was a joke. Didn't work. Got rid of that shit fast.
It was a joke. I still want to see pictures.
I do have audio tapes, cassettes from when I was very young. My brother used to write scripts sometimes in his head, sometimes he'd actually write them down.
Oh my god.
Me and my siblings and him would act them out. And sometimes it was just pure improv. And also when he was in, junior high school, he made films for his social studies class. And he would use us as the actors. And I recall he was doing one. I remember once he was doing water torture, and I remember distinctly being in the bathtub with the shower just dripping water on my forehead, and I just had to scream a lot while it was dripping on me. And also he did foot binding, that was a practice in China, and he dressed me up as a Chinese girl.
What?
And,
God, I'm sure it's offensive.
And bound my feet really tight. And again, lots of screaming.
Yeah.
Like that.
Lots of screaming.
Yeah.
So
you're just tortured and screaming at everything.
Yeah.
He was in junior high?
Yeah, and he's 5 years older than me.
Yeah. That's
borderline.
Well, hey, no, I'm just saying, like, in terms of, like, the distance between siblings, I would not torment my sister. If anything, she would torment me. If I had the option to go and do some totally cruel, unusual punishment, I don't know if I would be that creative enough to be like, be in my film and I will torture you and I will, it'll be for the name of art.
That's right, and take my nickname forever.
Well, no, that stuff was fun. Like, he didn't,
But you're also into torture.
Actually ever in any real pain. Just like, you know, he would direct me to scream a lot.
Yeah.
But off camera, he did definitely torture me. Down, we live in a basement apartment, and it was an incinerator room at the time down the hall from us. Now it's a compactor room. It was filled with roaches.
Oy.
And fucking floaches. Those are like flying roaches.
Ew, no.
Floaches. Scroaches.
He would on occasionally throw me in the roach room, turn out the light.
Oh, goodness.
It was the most frightening thing you can imagine.
No. Would they fly?
Yeah.
No. Oh, my God. I just saw 1984. Yeah. That's what's in your room 101.
That's nightmarish.
Probably
right
why
there.
I'm scared of the dark to this day.
Catherine, how did you get to become Face Girl? How was that? This is like, I dub thee Face Girl.
It happened on an episode. I'm not sure how exactly, but something came up and it was about erections and how hard hearing a girl being called Face Girl makes Face Boy, right? Isn't that pretty much it?
And then you wrote it on your titties.
Yeah, and then I wrote it on my titties, and that pretty much, that's kind of like the sword in the stone.
Yeah.
Right? Like reverse sword in the stone. But yeah, then I didn't write it on my titties, actually. Our guests wrote it on my titties. It was Hannah Cowger. I believe it's her lipstick. And who wrote it? Was it Cheyenne?
I'm not sure.
Jen Harder?
I don't know. You have to even remember stuff.
Oh, yeah. But you know which episode number it was.
No.
It was 67.
I probably do somewhere.
Yeah, it was probably like 63.
Rain Man head.
57.
Did you have any names growing up that followed you into your adult life,
Catherine? I mean, I had nicknames I didn't like that are words that I don't like to hear now. But I also had like names that I would give myself that were stupid. And if I meet somebody that calls me something other, like depending on what they call me, I know when they met me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something I grew out of. Although I kind of want to change my name now. Maybe that's because I need a new website.
You want to change your name now?
Yeah.
Well, you're only 21, so you have time.
Change it to Anna Starelli.
Yeah. Because no one else is using that.
Anna, where did
you, the crazy lady that had a freak out in the taco or salad place.
What? I've not.
About the two people kissing and she calls it porn.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about this. Explain.
Yeah, there's this guy who kissed his girlfriend while he's waiting to get some food.
On
this
the
woman
forehead.
Goes off. She goes, you're a slut. This is disgusting. You're sexually harassing me by doing this in front of me.
How dare you have sex?
Goes on for like 5 or 6 minutes. Then it turned out she has like some masturbation porn out on a porn site, X Hamster.
Like toilet paper.
I've become obsessed with her today.
Wow.
You really?
For the show.
So you're legitimately jerking it to her? You weren't kidding? He said he couldn't come here because he's jerking it to her all day.
I tried. I was not successful.
What did you try jerking it to?
Maybe tonight after some whiskey.
No.
It'll work.
No, I saw it. I saw it. I couldn't even. What are you? Which one are you watching? And how are you?
Oh my goodness!
What are you using in your mind to jerk it to her? Is it hate?
Hate is a good vehicle.
Just trying to think of like what kind of complex
fucked up.
I think she probably has a very complex psychosexuality.
Well, she fucks pillows.
Yeah.
And calls people whores.
She had a little dingleberry on her butt.
Mm.
Did she?
Yep.
I want to see that.
I mean, I'm just guessing. It just sounds appropriate.
No, I'm sure it's true. But, like, where did you see this? I want to see this.
If you blink, you'll miss it.
I blinked.
The first one that you sent me.
I was having an epileptic seizure.
And a couple of people mentioned it in the comments. I love that porn has comment sections.
Oh, it's so good. I get mad when there aren't comments on porns now.
Well, right?
Yeah.
Wait. Why?
I want to know what the masses think of these asses.
So you're telling me that if you see a porn video that doesn't have comments on it, that's suspect?
No. I never check the comments first. I'll tell you that. Sometimes after, I just want to know, you know, like, how do we feel about that? But sometimes I check the comments because I found things and I forwarded them to Faceboy. I'm like, is this porn or evidence in a case?
Well, I guess it would depend on how long a video has been online for. If it's been online for very little time, there's a good chance it just has not been discovered yet.
Yeah, because I saw some disturbing things and then I look in the comments to see, like, am I alone in this? And then other times I'm like, do they think it's you know? So I don't know. I love the comments.
See, I'm super vanilla, and honestly, my experience with watching porn online as an adult, I'm really impressed with how social of an experience it can be now. When you're watching porn in like the 90s, it's very much a private thing. Whereas now, you could be seeing so many people online watching something all at the same exact time that you are, and that never sat right with me for some reason.
What do you mean? Are you a cam guy?
Excuse me? No, but I actually
feel like you know the room number in a cam situation. I'm like, what is this? You know how many people are there?
Oh, you know, I think I misphrased that. I think it's more just about when you can see, like, how many people have seen the video, like, liked it, and you see how many comments, and it's like, oh, man, this is... It's like no different than YouTube in that respect.
Or no different than people. You don't want something that's that used.
Oh, jeez. Right. We can go many different ways there.
Yeah.
This is a very special episode of Lost and Rewound, in case you're joining us. This is a very filthy episode. But it's okay, because we'll combat the filthy with the innocent. So, Francis, in case you're wondering why you've called in, your cohort here 2 months ago, as we teased in the beginning of the show, she said that she may have found a tape of her. We did find a tape of her. She found it. She provided it to me. I digitized it. I got a chance to prepare some clips for today's program. And you, of all people who I think would be of most optimal ears, can be able to hear your cohort, Catherine Dunn, as maybe, I don't know, 2, 9, 14. I think the tape ranges
14,
in different ages.
Obviously. No, I don't know.
They're different ages.
Really?
Different ages.
This is my life. We're about to listen to my life on tape.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This
is like Boyhood.
Do you have any predictions as to what kind of young woman Catherine was on tape? You know her better than I do.
What'd you say?
I said twisted.
Yeah, that's what
twisted. Let's listen to this first clip and...
And then I scooped its eyeballs out.
Let's take a listen to the first clip and see what we can ascertain.
What color is it? Yeah, that's a boy. Is that a thing? Thing.
How old were you in that clip?
I have no idea. Old enough to talk.
Sounds around 3 or 4.
Yeah, you think? Probably.
Yep. I couldn't hear it very well, though.
You know, so for full disclosure, I did do the best that I could. Maybe not the best that I absolutely could have, but at least that I could myself to try and, like, fiddle with the audio so that it wasn't super loud, but that it wasn't so quiet that you couldn't hear anything. There's more of this where that came from, which we'll hear later, of which is much easier to hear. But for this one, it seems to me like this is just a slice of family life being at the house. I don't know who the adults are. I'm guessing it's your mom and dad, maybe a grandpa, an uncle, and then you're talking about your dog.
I'm talking about a lot of animals.
Were there a lot of animals when you were growing up?
Yeah. I talk about a lot of animals in this, and I can't understand most of what I say in it, but I know that I'm talking, like, what I do understand is me talking about animals. One, mommy.
Yeah, we had a lot growing up, too. We had 2 turtles, we had cats.
Turtles.
Dog, parakeet. I think there was a hamster or a gerbil in there at some point, and a rabbit that was vicious to everybody but me and my mom.
Where did you grow up?
On 6th Avenue and Houston Street in Grand Village.
So you grew up in New York City, and you had 8 pets all together, probably? Did I count that right?
Not at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So we did have 2 cats, a dog, and 2 turtles and a parakeet.
That's a menagerie, if you will. You were a Dr. Doolittle in the making. Did you communicate well with all these animals, or were there ones that you hated?
Extremely well. I love animals to this day. I write an article for The Villager called NY Critters, and it's all about animals that live in shops, for the most part, animals that live in shops. And I just have a unique connection with the animal world, and it's really a big part of my life. I love them.
Yeah.
And they love me.
Same thing with me.
I can tell you about that, too.
Yeah.
Her dog was crazy for me.
Aww.
I love her dog. Her dog, my dog, I have a dog that, I have a few dogs of my own at the homestead, and one of them has a very similar facial features to her dog. Yeah. And your dog's name is it's Trixie, right? Ace and Trixie look a lot alike because it's a toy fox terrier kind of mix, I think. Mm-hmm. A soulful face. Very, very soulful dog that you've got, Trixie. And so, yeah, I'm an animal person as well.
We're neurotic, though.
Neurotic? Or yeah, erotic?
She's afraid of rain. She's afraid of flies.
Quirky. She's quirky.
I don't think it's a problem to be afraid of certain animals, but I'm surprised why she would be scared of a fly.
I think it's the noise.
The
whatever that sounds like to her, it bothers her. Like, whatever a fly sounds like to a dog must be horrible. But you know what? She's afraid of flies, and if you want to ruin my day, ring my doorbell. So I'm not going to judge.
I didn't really grow up with many animals. I grew up with two cats, and I had some fish. But in terms of the range, that was pretty much it. There may have been some salamanders or newts, I guess, that we were able to get from the river. And then they would die almost immediately because there was no way they were going to be able to survive outside of fresh water. I know. We were smart kids.
Evil people.
We were really smart kids.
Why didn't your parents say something?
They were just sort of stringing us along, letting us figure it out on our own.
Oh, no. My mother wouldn't. My parents also cared about animals. I come from a family of people who would not let me do shit like that.
I think my parents, they taught us well. The cats that we had were treated very well for 20 years, for one of them at least. One of them lived to be 13, the other one lived to be about 19, 20. But in terms of any other animals, my parents are like, I don't know how to take care of this.
If
it's not a cat.
Here's how we got the rabbit. I was at the supermarket, and there was a guy outside with this beautiful little brown dog, and he was trying to find a home for it. So I brought the dog home, and my parents were like, no way. Nope, you're not. Bring that dog right back. Of course, the guy was gone when I got back, but there was another person who had a rabbit, and he said, I'll take the dog if you take the rabbit.
What?
So I came back home, and I said, I got rid of the dog.
The fuck kind of Jack of the Beanstalk ass shit is that?
That's called bartering.
That's amazing.
And you know, people would come over, they'd see this cute bunny in my lap, like, oh, let me pet your bunny. And I'd say, they'll bite you. And I said, no way, it's too cute. And everyone fucking got bit, except my mom.
Oh my God. I hear they can be really temperamental. Silver?
Killer.
Killer?
His name Killer.
You named the bunny Killer?
Yeah.
Because it was bitey. It was very, it bit a lot of people. Yeah, well, rabbits can be really temperamental, and they also shit all over the place.
They sure do.
So does Allie, whatever her name is, Anna Stiletti.
Anna Stirelli, I think.
Yeah.
She had a little dingleberry.
One time I saw a bunny on a leash in a pet store, and my dog looked completely confused. He wasn't even scared. He wasn't ready to pounce on this thing. I think he was just honestly thinking the same thing that my wife and I were. Yeah, they were like, what the hell? Is this real? Is this life?
Or is this just fantasy?
Is this just fantasy? But then again, you know, you see cats on leashes too, so anything is possible. Anything.
You can put a snake on a leash.
I don't know.
I don't think that's
true. That wouldn't be a good idea.
I don't think so.
No, that wouldn't be a good idea. You're an animal lover, and I was about
there's
to say.
There's a cat on my lap right now.
And there's a cat, yeah. So
oh, hi, Ellie.
So, Catherine, did I hear that you had a cat as well? So how many animals did you have? You had a dog, you had a cat.
In this thing?
In this clip. At this point,
Mommy is talked about. Mommy is a cat, and Tuffy, I'm sure, is also like Mommy and Tuffy. They were husband and wife. So
okay,
there's Mommy and Tuffy. And in my house, there's Coco. Coco's talked about. That's when I got
that's dog.
My dog.
Yes.
Mine.
As opposed to the other
mine.
Dog. How many dogs did you have? Just the one? Yeah.
No. So there's Coco and Santa.
Santa, as in Klaus.
As in Santa Claus. But in that house, there were three animals. And then there was two more added later, Gypsy and Annie. And then in my grandmother's house that I was going to in this clip is just so many animals. A bunch of cats and like at least three dogs.
Crazy.
Yeah. So many animals. She had so many animals.
I grew up.
She has. Yeah.
I grew up not with cats until I turned maybe about 11, around the time that I started doing the recording series called The Danziger Zone. So I had cats that I would put the recording device in front of and be like, purr, damn it, so that, or meow, so I can make it sound like they actually had voices. Before that, my only experience with dogs, which is so funny since now I'm a total crazy dog owner, legitimately, was when my parents would visit friends who had a bulldog. And they always had a bulldog. It would always be one bulldog. But then once that bulldog passed away, they would get another one. And so they just always would have one bulldog after the next one.
Those people are weird to me. Who Why? Is this? Who is this that did that?
Just family friends of ours.
Guys, it's just so weird.
Why is that weird?
Nen, we have a dog. We've picked the best breed of dog, and we shall replace this dog with a newer dog when this dog expires. Like, it's just weird. Like, that's not a relationship.
Sure, I guess.
That's like people who only date blondes. Like, they're weird. They're weird people. Fuck that shit.
You have a lot of opinions about this.
I have a lot of opinions about everything.
Well, Francis, what is that something that bothers you a little bit when families or couples only get one dog and they just keep on cycling through another one to the other?
It's fucking weird.
Thank you! Fucking weird!
They had the most British names, too. I won't lie.
Fuck like, them.
These dogs...
What was it? Tarrington?
kind of actually. The first one I
Maxwell,
remember.
Maxwell Brute.
Keep going.
Rexington Steel.
Gwendolyn.
What, that was the one we said. Okay, so the names that I remember of these bulldogs were
Manchester.
you're getting really close.
Nigel.
I should be like playing a guessing game. Okay.
I love guessing games.
Mulligan.
No.
Mulligan?
Shut up! I want to punch these people. Find them. Wait, it was a bulldog named Mulligan, though?
A bulldog
so
named Mulligan.
Mulligan.
Winchester?
No, I said that!
You said Manchester.
Well, who fucking cares? Fuck you, alright? You still pay me for this. No, I'm kidding. I'm imagining that I'm a psychic. And I'm like, Manchester, Manchester.
That was last week. Yeah. Winchester, and then what was the other one? Bentley.
Stop it.
Bentley.
I said all of those things.
You think you did, but, and you basically did.
Yeah,
but they were all like pretty much the most British names you could possibly find. Wow. Let's think.
People have body parts under the bed.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
I certainly hope not. They were the sweetest people.
Oh, it's always those guys.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Yeah.
Let's.
It's always the sweetest people.
You know, it's easy to be sweet all the time when you're faking it between killings.
I think we should take a break, and when we come back, we'll listen to more clips from Catherine's past on this lovely tape that she provided to Lost and Rewound. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. Again, if you are just joining us here on Radio Free Brooklyn, this is the show called Lost and Rewound, where we uncover old audio from the yesteryears. If you would like to contribute to making this show go without any problems, radiofreebrooklyn.com/LAR. You could be a sponsor for the show. Please be our sponsor, especially considering the show you're listening to. You can see we are cutting edge and always down to be daring and fearless with whatever we put on the show, like our friends at Art Star Scene Radio, and all the other great programming here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That said, if you want to contribute to the station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge, and you could donate any amount of money at all, $1, $2, $3, $4, or a Hamilton, an Alexander Hamilton, $10, $20, whatever the case is, and however much money you want to contribute, you'll get a perk for every amount of money. What's that?
I'm on a radio show.
Oh, you're talking to future me?
Yes.
Hi, future me.
Catherine says hi.
We're joined on this episode.
Yes, I'm being interviewed.
Yeah, we're joined on this episode by the hosts of Art Star Scene Radio, as indicated before, Francis Hall, aka Face Boy, and our returning guest, Catherine Dunn, Face Girl. And Face Girl has a face tape, of which we are lucky enough to have digitized with a few clips to play. Let's get right into the next one. I've labeled this with three question marks because I can't hear goddamn thing that's being said here. Not any different than the one before, but maybe Catherine could shed some light.
Oh, the blackboard? Oh, well. Let me see. Here. Okay?
Not that
one?
Did you capture from there?
All I heard was black bread.
Black bread?
Which I'm thinking means toast. But I don't know. That's all I heard.
Yeah.
I heard black bread. And I'm like, what is black bread? It's probably toast. Like, you know, and it's too... But why would... I would never want black bread. I never liked, like...
You never liked toast?
No, I didn't
Were
like...
you finicky about food when you were a kid?
Yes. So it easily, but I don't know what that was about. You heard don't touch it?
Yeah.
Maybe
because it was too hot or something.
Maybe it was like food and I'm like, let me put my hands on it. I'm a child.
I was a really picky, I was such a picky eater. I remember like pasta was my favorite food. Chocolate was my favorite ice cream flavor. Red was my favorite. Anything red, cherry, watermelon was a favorite flavor of like lollipop or something like that. Or Jolly Rancher. I was a very picky eater to the point where up until like maybe I was in high school, I was nothing close to adventurous. I was so specific to what I wanted to eat because I refused to have things that were spicy. Mexican food was not on my radar at all. Refused to eat sushi because I thought it was weird. Had to eat raw fish. I don't know. Like it took me a long time to really work outside the box and eat things that were, if anything, more daring to the palate. What about yourself, Francis?
I was a little bit more experimental than that, fortunately, because my neighborhood is so diverse. Well, growing up, it was mostly Italian.
Sure.
But there's all kinds of stuff here, and that's fortunate because I am a very experimental eater. I'll try just about anything. I also am a bit of an amateur. I cook a lot, and I create my own dishes. And ever since I moved in to take care of my mom, she has gained significant weight because I cook so well.
When did you start cooking for the first time? Was it something you did when you were a kid?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I would help my mom out in the kitchen. And also in my adulthood, I spent a lot of my adulthood trying to recreate the things that I smelled growing up. So I do a lot of Italian cooking. And I think my marinara sauce is an aphrodisiac of some sort because I do wind up having sex a lot when I make my sauce.
All right. Go marinara.
I give him the sauce when I make my sauce.
There should be a certain name maybe provided to this sauce?
It's already called sauce.
It's just the sauce?
Yeah, it's the sauce.
It's the sauce. You haven't had it then.
No.
But you just know what it's called because...
I'm not allowed to have the sauce, just like Rudy wasn't allowed to have... No, I'm not going to go there.
What?
Rudy. It was Cosby. Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
I think
Let's
she
not
was
go
allowed
there.
To have the sauce.
Jesus.
I didn't... You...
We're going down there this week.
You know, and I refrained from making a joke when you talked about eating out.
That's
and
fair.
Thinking outside the box.
No, hey, that's fair. Look, if we're going to do it in any one kind of venue, Radio Free Brooklyn does provide us with free form, luckily. Yeah. Luckily.
We're capable of doing a clean show.
No, we did it once.
Did you?
One time.
Tell me.
We did it once, yeah.
One time.
When was this?
It was a long time ago.
in the early days.
We had this guy Mario De La Casa on as a guest. And what he does for a living is he makes
genie bottles,
recreations of you know, from I Dream of Jeannie.
Okay.
And so his business is very family-oriented, and we wanted to be able to have the people who follow him listen to the show without being offended. So we didn't cuss even once. It was our clean show.
So hard. It wasn't hard.
So difficult. The next week, we just went off.
Oh, God, so hard. We went off so hard. We had a fit of Tourette's.
Wow.
Yeah, there's just fuck shit, tit, bitch,
cuck,
motherfucker,
fuck,
shit.
Mother shit, cunt.
Let's take a listen to another clip. I am really intrigued, though, and I must now listen to this episode so I now have context for how a clean Art Star Scene radio show goes. Let's take a listen to this next clip.
Put your ass in my ass.
I'm gonna shit so hard it's gonna fuck you with it.
Hold on one second. Here we go.
La la la. La 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 la
la la la la.
You.
I did it my usual now.
Yes.
I mean, he's saying, she made it. Gosh, why do you keep swaying like that? Back and forth like this? No, no, I don't mean it. The car keeps swaying. Say,
Shibidi-doo.
Monkey
see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do.
Okay.
Singing there.
Yeah, la la la.
a lot of it. So you're probably on the same age as you are on these previous clips, right?
Yeah, and apparently we're in a car because someone goes, Boris, why do you keep sweating like that?
How do you know that you're in a car because of that?
Because that went out. Like, I think that's what they were talking about. It sounded like we were in a car.
Who's Boris?
Boris is my step-grandfather.
Okay.
Yeah, and he drove all the time. I think they said something like, why are you swaying like that? Or why are you swerving like that? Or something.
Oh, okay. I saw you said swaying.
Yeah,
like
the car. Like, why are you know, weaving or whatever?
Yeah, that's not safe. You have a family in the car.
Apparently a lot of family in the car.
What kind of car rides were normally occurring in terms of how many people were riding in the car together?
Boris was there and then like someone else always. Mm-hmm. So it was like three at least usually.
His co-pilot.
Yeah, it would be like Boris, my uncle, Boris, my uncle, my grandfather, Boris, my uncle, my grandfather, my dad, like all of like any sort of mix of these people with Boris. Sometimes maybe my dad or uncle would drive.
You were surrounded by a lot of adult male figures a lot of the time.
On the weekends, yeah.
On the weekends.
Yeah, this is I was going to my grandmother's house. So the first one was them picking me up
mm-hmm.
to take me to the Bronx. And I'm not sure if this is like them taking me back because we're in a car now.
Okay.
If this is just one weekend in the Bronx.
You would spend your weeks in the Bronx and your weekends back in Long Island?
No, my weekends in the Bronx, weeks in Long Island.
Got it.
Yeah, and then my summers in Greece. So that was my childhood.
That's a really crazy childhood. Greece from as early as you can remember every summer.
Yeah.
And that's where your mother lives?
Mm-hmm. Right
and
now.
Okay, but that not at the time. She would bring...
No, we lived in Great Neck when we were going, and then yeah. And like at some point she I'm not going to say dates cuz then somebody will like do math and figure out how old I am, but
you're 21. I get it. We all get it. It's fine.
But then at some point she moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Francis, when you were growing up, did you end up going to different houses to visit family outside of the city often?
Yeah, most holidays we would go to Silver Spring, Maryland, where my parents met, and we would see my grandparents, uncles and aunts and cousins. I remember one trip back, I had shat myself.
That's awful. I feel you on that.
And And it's
just a day in the life.
Saying, everybody check your shoes. Somebody stepped in something.
Oh, no.
It was a 4.5-hour drive.
Yikes.
You just sat in shit.
My poo.
Why didn't you deal with that?
I thought no one knew it was me and I could get away with it.
So you just sat in the car with your whole family stinking up like poop.
Yes.
Wow.
But you're sitting in poop. Like, that's not good for you. How many hours is that? That is not...
4.5.
Did you have any health problems after that?
Yeah, that's what I would hope.
Other than, like, the lasting kink?
I don't have a poo kink.
I know, but you have all the other kinks.
So he doesn't have the poo kink.
Yeah, because he checked it off in this family ride.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
That's intense, dude. 4.5 hours dealing with that. I don't know. I mean, I'm feeling like I'm 7 years old again and dealing with that predicament and being embarrassed beyond belief because the smell is one thing, but it's just the feel of it. Just
no.
Is, ugh.
Yeah.
Painful.
No, I can handle the smell. It's that feeling. And as a girl, it's worse.
I believe you, but
right.
I'm...
No,
I'm,
like scientifically.
Scientifically?
Like, it's not going to go in your pee hole and your little oven... And then bake whatever poop bacteria because you don't have an oven for you to get it in your pee hole. You have to try. And it's not even about a pee hole. It's about the vagina itself being a fucking oven.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I, as a woman, know for a fact that like one of the things that you're trained as a child is to always wipe front to back.
I am
never, ever fuck that up.
I am turning red here in the studio and trust it's all in good faith to knowing what I got myself into. I love this. This is fantastic. No, it's wonderful. This is the dirtiest episode of Lost and Run. That's all butter to me. I love it. I love it. Remind me to never use that.
I have no problem. I enjoy remembering my most embarrassing moments. And
that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. We're here to get embarrassed with each other. I can't remember the last time I shat my pants, but I do remember that if it had happened during the day, during school, if somebody had found out, I would be legitimately mortified and would have to excuse myself before somebody figured it out. Probably the most embarrassing...
My brother shat himself at school once. He was going to...
He shat himself
school,
at school?
And he got in trouble for it, and he remembered very distinctly... that they sent his underwear home in a manila envelope.
No.
No. In the manila's not vanilla, it's chocolate.
Oh! That was good.
Thank you.
That's incredible. The only thing I could think of that has any remote...
proctology?
Resemblance to this kind of story that we're hearing is that when I was in seventh grade in my new school... And of course, I'm already weird because I'm starting a new school. I have all these weird dietary restrictions. I stick out. At the time, the diet that I had, I was only allowed to eat and drink certain things. And apple juice was one of the beverages that I was drinking a lot of, even though I didn't really care for it. But I couldn't have soda. I had to drink apple juice. And I had apple juice on this field trip we had taken to the Day System ropes course. And we had the lunch period to hang out at the benches, and we're all hanging out. And I start farting. Which I guess is one of the reasons why I don't drink apple juice much to this day, because it just, this entire story reminds me of how much apple juice totally destroyed my reputation nearly. I was farting so much that I tried to excuse myself, and people were already seeing that I was farting. And so it's like I was not doing myself any service. So I ran away, like almost like running away, just sort of like I did the kind of power walk, just like one cheek, one leg, like right, like exactly. I felt a really big fart coming on, so I kind of like, you know how like the figure skaters do like the triple axel, the jump in the air, and I did that.
What?
While farting
so
in the
you
air.
You smell your own farts?
Exactly. Well, I farted in the air while doing that. It was terrible. It was one of the worst moments imaginable.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
We have time for one more clip, and this is my favorite clip of the entire.
Guess I won't talk about the time I sharted, and I'm getting gone.
Check this out.
And he got my
boyfriend. What does he look like?
Look, Kelly.
Well, is he tall? Short? Short, fat, ugly kid?
Not tall.
Yeah? You got blue eyes?
No.
Brown? What?
Yeah.
Brown. Brown eyes. Both of them?
Yeah.
What color hair? What color hair?
Brown.
Brown hair, brown eyes.
Or blackish brown. Dark brown.
Eyes?
No, a brown eye and a dark brown.
You got big ears or small ears?
Small.
How tall is he? You want to renew?
Everyone in my class is older than me, except for my boy.
Okay.
He's up to you.
How old?
Nine.
You live near you?
He lives on the border. Whatever.
He lives on the border? Mexican border?
He's crazy.
Huh?
I don't know, he lives on the border or something.
So where'd you meet him?
School.
What school?
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone, school?
Shut up.
So when'd you go up? Same, someone you want to dance or something? How'd you meet him?
He's in my class.
So? How'd he become your boyfriend?
He didn't.
He didn't? He's not your boyfriend?
I told you he's not my boyfriend.
Don't break that. Show me that.
Put him down. It's in the way.
Not in the way. We're talking about your boyfriend. When are you going to get married?
Shut up.
Shut up. Is that Tuesday or Wednesday?
Shut up. Come on. All right, he's...
What? Go ahead. Say it. He's what? Say it. He's what?
Where are they by now? Down.
Almost. Across the street. They just crossed the street.
No, they just went that much farther than they were 12 hours ago.
Stop leaning.
Why?
Because she can't walk as
far. Plane.
What? So what about your boyfriend? I want to hear
what are you doing?
Recording everything. What do you think I'm doing?
And you should never run
away
from the
Wait a minute, that's you at 9 years old. The other one you're like 2.5 or 3.
Yeah, but are you recording now?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's get back to the game.
Okay.
I'm thirsty.
The fuck?
You want milk? I don't drink beer. I have milk here. Or soda.
You want milk? You want chocolate? I know that. I don't.
Yeah.
Green. Well, what?
You got
Robert
over here.
Two.
Robert
is
yeah. Hooray!
Who is?
All right, I'll give you a hint. All right, I'll tell you how many I have. No, then I don't.
Well, can't hear nothing.
Okay, five.
What's the name?
I'm not telling.
You got Bobby and Robert, you got Jay. That's three. What's the other two?
I know, I'm stubborn.
No one's like biting me, I'll just have to catch
you. Really? Double banana head! Retard!
Your sister's better looking than you.
I don't have a sister.
Well, she's still better looking than you.
Is not.
Is two.
Is two.
Is two.
Is not.
You look like a beanstalk.
So do you. Beanpole.
Can you say banana?
Oh, shut up, banana brain.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, I'm going to shut this thing off right now.
Oh my goodness.
You haven't changed a bit.
Nope. Not even a little. That's fantastic.
You still will not admit to having boyfriends.
No, because I don't have any.
Shots fired. That's wild.
Fuck you. No. How dare
wow.
you?
Wow.
Because I... Shut up. I have not changed. That's what I'm learning today about myself. I'm the same fucking person. All I want to do is talk about dogs. I don't like my toast burnt.
I deny having boyfriends.
I mean, you keep saying that. I don't know why you keep saying that.
And it's still the same way you argue, too.
No, you retard. Shut up.
Terrible. Oh, terrible. Wait,
for a little while we had a debate segment on our Star Scene Radio, and she would do absolutely no preparation and just say, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's try that, and argue with that.
Exactly. That's a perfect defense. So was that your grandfather? Was that Grandpa Boris?
No, that was my grandpa Philip.
Okay.
Joseph Dunn. Yeah. Wow. That's hilarious.
You're crying from hilarity.
Yeah, I've laughed so hard that tears have come out of my eyes. Like, I'm like, am I laughing or crying? But I think it's laughter. This is legit laughgasms because I'm coming out of my face from laughing.
What comes to mind when you think of the moment that you're having this playful and very, you know, loving relationship with your grandpa? You know, who's just grilling you about guys.
It's hilarious because also he's doing all of the recording in secret. You know?
Yeah.
And this is probably in Yonkers before he moved to Florida. It's like also kind of sad to hear, and I didn't know it existed.
What's sad about it?
That I'm never going to hear him again.
I hear my grandmother in one of my clips that I have, hearing her voice. There's something really magical about that. You know, seeing the video is one thing, but when you don't have any inkling of understanding what you're about to hear, then you hear it, and it just like hits you like an anvil.
I love my grandpa. He was my favorite human being. And he was like obsessed with me. Not in like a bad way, probably in an unhealthy way. In like a it's impossible for me to ever date someone because no one will ever love me like my grandfather kind of way. But like, you know, it's healthy.
Sure. That was perfect. A good way to end the show. Unfortunately, we do not have much more time left to yammer on and be inappropriate and dirty. But I figured if there was going to be a clip that we were going to play in order to end the show with some nice perspective, I think that one would be pretty good. And incidentally, it's the clearest sounding one, too. There is like another side, I will say, that is of this that I didn't record, which sounds like some Indian Bob Ross type guy giving an art tutorial on the local cable access. And somebody clearly like must have fallen asleep pressing record because you can just hear like coughs and snores and... Maybe it's your grandpa Philip who forgot that he was recording while he was sleeping with the television still on.
That's so cute. I have to listen to that. Well, I'll probably put it in my Teddy Ruxpin.
Do you still have that?
I don't still have it. I got it vintage. I'm 21.
Get out of here.
But yeah,
you
still
have
an original
Ruxpin tape player.
I do.
I need to see this in person. Francis Hall and Catherine Dunn were the guests here for this episode. You can catch Face Girl and Face Boy, a.k.a. Catherine and Francis, every Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. You can expect more of that tastefully inappropriate behavior on display for an hour. It's always a good time when they're on, and I'm really happy that they were here to help us out here on Lost and Rewound.
Thank you for having
me. Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome back anytime, in person, over the phone. And if you ever find those tapes, you know who to holler at.
Absolutely.
Lost and Rewound, Radio Free Brooklyn. We'll see you guys next week. Jimmy will be back. I will be here with more fun and exciting audio clips. Have a great week.
I don't know if you know it or not, but you're being recorded.